three generations actually of field drains. There's the old stone drains, which will be first generation, then the horseshoe tiles. I've actually got one of the horseshoes in the machine here with the fingerprints of a lady, the person that made them, and horseshoes tiles will date back well over 100 years. The fingerprints are long and slender, so it proves to you that they were made by a lady. They certainly don't fit my fingerprints. And then flat bottom tiles is the next generation of drainage, and then round tiles is the next. So maybe four generations of drainage works in here. It's quite interesting. Variation of ground conditions. There's places you've got pockets of peaty type material, then clay, silt and gravel. It's not been too bad. With the undergrowth up where it was originally, you just couldn't quite tell what the ground conditions were going to be like with the high vegetation. The southern end of the site is softer than the northern end here, but that was caused by a ditch being blocked. So I've opened up the ditch again and it's lowered the water table just ever so slightly. So the machines are been able to move about to and fro without too much bother. It's interesting work. You can do a fair amount of soil moving in a day with a machine this size. But you have to be sympathetic to the environment as well. For instance, on this project, we were having to manage the silt movement in the stream. So there's procedures in place to do that, i.e. sedi mats and sedi curtains, just to stop the sediment moving too far and getting back into the main stream. First stage is bulk moving the majority of the material, then reprofiling the new stream bed, and then the third stage is profiling the banks and thatching them to help the reinstatement of the vegetation on the banks. It'll be four weeks on this section in total. By the time we get the profiling done, then we'll move on to the stops on the old stream to stop any erosion where the new river comes out of the old river and then re-enters the old river. We'll have to put wooden stops, which is a natural soft, if you like, buffer with tree roots just to break the flow up of the river. The plans have got riffles in certain areas, pools in certain areas, deeper pools on the outside of bends, what have you. It's not just a case of digging a trench and saying, right, there we go, let the water down there. It's trying to recreate how a river should be running, where the pools should be, where the riffles should be. So it's not just a blind channel as such. Obviously, we've got the topsoil. It's actually quite good topsoil. It's very fertile topsoil, obviously being in a floodplain. But then below that, you've got a silt, a grey, silty, sandy material, which does go into pockets of clay. There's pockets of gravel as well, river gravel. So that tells you that the river did come round here at some time.